For once, I am not my fiancé's favourite person in the C studio.
Oh, why's that?
Well, she absolutely loves Lightning superstar Kara Konen joins us this afternoon. Hello, Kara.
Amazing. Hello. Thank you so much for having me, though.
How does that make you feel, that Taz's own fiancé likes you better than him?
I love that. I've got the stamp of approval off the bat, so no complaints here.
Yeah. We were there on the weekend and Celeste goes, Kara, I like her. She's my favourite. And every time you got the ball, she'd cheer no matter what.
I love it. That's all it took. Easy money. Okay, let's go.
Well, you did do a lot to be very pleased with on the weekend. You could not miss. And I was watching you and your defender just didn't stand a chance on you. Anytime the ball went in, your arms just got up a little bit higher than hers to grab the ball every single time. How do you do that?
Stop it. Thank you so much. You're giving me a lot of credit here. I'm honestly blushing straight off the bat. Celeste is giving me compliments already. Guys, I don't know what to say.
Well, it was a massive win from the Lightning over the weekend to kick off your season. How's that been since?
Yeah, I think we took a lot of confidence from the weekend. I feel like we set really high expectations for ourselves and we didn't want to leave anything untouched. I think that we really wanted to go out there and leave it all out on the court. And in attack, I think we were clinical. We made sure that we were really, really on top of our skill execution. Mm-hmm. And in defense, our defenders were incredible, gaining balls left, right, and center.
Yep.
They're a hard team to win ball off the Swift. So, yeah, we were stoked with that performance. And I think it's good signs, but definitely not resting on our laurels, and we're doing our homework heading over to Perth this weekend. So it's going to be a big one.
Was it part of the game plan to keep the Swifts from having any sort of momentum, because they kind of never really got points back to back on you guys at all, and you just could have, it was always this broken play from them and the Lightning were just scoring left, right and center.
Absolutely. I think that we really wanted to, throughout the preseason we've had patches of brilliance and patches where we've been a little bit spotty in our skill execution, so we wanted to make sure that we weren't having back to back skill errors, which meant that the Swifts weren't able to pile on scores on us. And
great.
I mean, they have lethal shooters at the post, so if you give them a sniff, they take it and they run with it. And I think we saw that in the first three quarters. But I think I'm really proud of the team for sticking in the grind, going back and forth and not wavering until that final quarter where we're able to put the foot down.
Yeah, you absolutely streaked away.
Now, Kara, while you're playing, how much notice are you taking of Ellie Chaney's commentary when you're in the moment and you're shooting and there may be a couple of points behind you? Are you noticing what she's saying?
I honestly, I'm so intrigued because I'm trying to be locked in, you know?
Yeah,
I do hear a little bit of chat and like the odd voice does stick out from the crowd, but no, I feel like there's a story behind this. And
yes, it's all something you may have missed. But I think it was in the third quarter. You've shot brilliantly, okay? And it was quite close. There was maybe two or three points in it. You've shot, you've got the point. Ellie goes, that was all me, guys.
No!
Our commentary got it. Well done. And I went, I've got Kara on the show this week. I have to ask this
credit
question.
Credit where credit is due.
No, take it.
The crowd were doing a chant. I joined in on the chant. You got the goal in. And then I said,
you claimed
that
it.
That was us, guys. Good job.
Absolutely.
Me.
Just
you said
a small
it was you.
Pat on the back. We all need it sometimes. That's so fair.
Honestly.
Thank you for that. Got us over the line, Ellie. Thank you.
You heard it here first. Kara said it did get the goal in.
Lightning won. Swifts were about 10 points behind, but Ellie also got 1 point in
yes,
the game.
Yes, I'll take
well
it.
Write done. It up. Put it in the media report.
Now, heading to Perth this weekend, I am a Perth girl. I was born there. It's a long journey. The flight over, 5.5 hours. Does that affect you in any way, the longer the flight?
That it is. I dread the Perth trip every year because obviously as I'm all legs and folding them up and sitting on a plane for that long, he can relate.
100% exit row only, please.
Absolutely. So I feel like we try and get out the day earlier just to mitigate any fatigue that we have by sitting on the plane.
Yeah. With the plane seating, I've always wondered this, do you get exit row? Do you get business? Do you get priority because you might be taller than some of the other girls? How does it work?
Oh, gosh. I think business would be an absolute luxury. Wouldn't that be nice? And champers on arrival? No, we don't, unfortunately. But they, as soon as you do enter the airport, you do sometimes get really, really lovely people at the desks who just kind of look you up and down and see the length of your legs and they're like, okay, what can we do? How can we help you out? So they're always very, very good with accommodating us.
Yeah.
In the event of an emergency, would you be willing to help out the crew? Yeah,
please,
whatever.
Please,
just give me the extra room.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Give me the ticket. Take it and run.
Absolutely. Well, all the best for the game this weekend. The Fever are a tough opposition, But from what we saw on the weekend, I have no doubt that you girls will get the job done.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, guys. Fingers crossed.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.